Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. All you have to do, dial into the toll-free number. And that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It is 855-450-FREE. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. You get to control the content of the site. If you'd like, you can go and you can submit different things to freetalklive.com. And then when you submit something, maybe it's a YouTube video or a news article or blog post, something you think's interesting or fun or useful, you submit it and our other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike it. And the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. Although right now the voting appears to be broken, so I will have to contact our IT department about this.
What?
I don't know, Mark. It's busted.
The wonders of modern conveniences.
But the site is still sort of working, and so you can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy it. And it's free, so you don't get a refund if you're not satisfied. freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here as we continue. Mark, Rick Santorum, he's this, you know, really freaky dude who is into... he's probably really sexually perverted, but, you know, nobody knows.
Sounds like a bunch of speculation on your part.
That's what I said. He's probably really sexually perverted because he's one of these guys that wants to control people's sex lives. And, you always have to wonder about people like that. He's one of these social conservative types who...
There have been a lot of situations where people who want to legislate, whether they be preachers or politicians, want to legislate against people in their bedroom activities. It seems like those activities are exactly the ones that they participate in.
And it's funny
how
that is.
It would appear as though they think that somehow they can stop the sin in the world and the sin in their life by, going into the government and dictating for people. These same people believe that people are created in the image of God and that God would allow free will to Adam and Eve, but they won't allow free will to other people.
So this Santorum guy, he showed up in our very own Keene, New Hampshire yesterday, and we managed to get him good.
Controlled him.
Yeah, got him good. Asked him whether or not he's ever Googled himself, and for those of you that aren't in the know, you probably don't want to go and Google Santorum. It's you don't want to know. But if you know, then you know why that's funny. And so right now, we're still waiting to see how many views the video has gotten, Mark. I'm wondering, is this going to go viral or not? YouTube, the way YouTube works is when you hit around 300 views, what I've heard is that the view counter stops. And this kind of freaks some people out. Like, it makes people think there's a conspiracy. YouTube has stopped counting the visits to the video. Something's going on here. But it's just the way their system works. Like, when it gets to 300 views, they transfer the video to, like, a higher-tier server or something like that because it's a more popular video.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually the view count does catch up to what the actual view count is. But it's been about 24 hours, and last time I looked, it was still stuck at 300-something. So I guess we'll see. But in the meantime, there's some news about Santorum, Mark, that has hit, that apparently his nephew has come out against him?
Yeah, Santorum's popped up at the very end of Iowa and got a big push. Now, Iowa tends to like itself a nice social conservative. It likes somebody who, tends to, care about these social issues greatly, wants to get involved in people's lives, how they live, who what they do in their bedrooms, with whom they contract, and things like that. And so he got a little bump there at the end. And since then, the candidates have been coming after him on his, or at least Ron Paul, I know specifically, has been going after him on his basically liberal record during the Bush administration. I mean, he was right along with George Bush in growing the government and, what they call a big government conservative in so many ways. And, he hadn't really been vetted prior to the Iowa caucus. It looks like Gingrich is kind of out, and, Romney's like everybody's second date, second choice that they'd want to go with. But I think this is interesting. Santorum's nephew has come out with some things to say about his uncle.
Hmm.
If you want another big government politician, this is from the Daily Caller, I should say, dailycaller.com. If you want another big government politician who supports the status quo to run our country, you should vote for my uncle, Rick Santorum. America is based on a strong belief in individual liberty. My uncle's interventionist policies, both domestic and foreign, stem from his irrational fear of freedom not working. It's not the government's job to dictate to individuals how they must live. The Constitution was designed to protect individual liberty. My Uncle Rick cannot fathom a society in which people cooperate and work with each other freely. When Republicans were spending so much money under President Bush, my uncle was right there along with them as a senator. The reason we have so much debt is not only because of Democrats, but because of big spending Republicans like my Uncle Rick. It's because of his inability of status quo, it's because of this inability of status quo politicians to recognize the importance of our individual liberties that I've been drawn to Ron Paul. Unlike my uncle, he does not believe that the American people are incapable of forming decisions. He believes that an individual is more powerful than any group, a notion our founding fathers also believed in. Another important reason I support Ron Paul is his position on foreign policy. He is the only candidate willing to bring our troops home, not only from the Middle East, but from around the world. Ron Paul seems to be the only candidate willing to win the election for a reason other than simply winning the election. And I think that this is what it comes down to, really, for Ron Paul. This is a guy of principle. Has been for the, 12 terms that he's been in Washington, 24 years. The lobbyists don't even stop by his office anymore. It's not worth talking to him for them. You know, there's not going to be any payoff for them. Going on here with Santorum's nephew, Ron Paul seems to, this year I'll vote for an honest change in our government. I'll vote for real hope. I'll vote for a real leader. This year, I'll vote for Ron Paul, says John Garver, a 19-year-old student at the University of Pittsburgh in Johnstown. John's a strong supporter of Ron Paul, despite his love for his family member, Rick Santorum. And I've read longer articles, and he does. He loves his uncle. It's just he disagrees with him from a political standpoint. And interestingly, he was willing to come out and write this letter. He believes so strongly in Ron Paul and his policies that he was willing to essentially come out when it's down to a 2 or 3 man race in for the president here.
Right.
He was willing to come out against his uncle and his record and for Ron Paul and his record. And I thought it's just a stunning, stunning article. And I guess one of the questions I'd have for people is, do you think that this is a betrayal of family? Do you think it's
so?
I'm just wondering. That's your question.
I have no loyalty to family, period. Well, I think the idea that you should be loyal to people just because you share a bloodline with them is absolutely absurd.
I have loyalty to people that have earned loyalty, and
my
family has.
You don't earn loyalty by just being blood related.
I don't know what the relationship between John Garver and Rick Santorum is like. I don't know any of that. So maybe it's good and maybe it's bad, but a lot of people have different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think that this is a betrayal of family, I'd love to hear what you have to say on it. I'm interested. Because this was a brave thing to do. You can downplay it as though, I've got nothing to say about family and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, this is a huge thing to have done to kind of come out against your uncle in the presidential race. I mean, you see these politicians with their family members lined up. They put the cutest kids in the middle and the ugly ones on the end, and they line them up. And they say, well, look at my family. Isn't this awesome? I've got a family. Vote
right
for me.
as if standing, I can have sex with people.
Right? As if standing there with family members means anything.
Yeah.
And secondly, what is it? Because there's a lot of people that are reticent to vote for Ron Paul, whether they're Republicans, Independents, Democrats. What is that? What is the reason that you're reticent to vote for Ron Paul? Because I'm interested in this. I think that to me, he's the candidate with the most integrity, and that's important. He's the candidate that you can trust to abide by the Constitution. Do you think we shouldn't have a Constitution? Do you think that the candidates that apparently violate the Constitution all the time believe that we just shouldn't go by that old piece of paper?
So your question is, if you don't support Ron Paul, why not? Was that your
question? Yeah, and do you think that this kid's betrayed his family?
1-855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, 855-450-3733. And in addition to that, you can also bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, so you can take control of the airwaves. 855-453, more coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there for you. And those features include listening options. They're over at listen.freetalklive.com. You will learn about our live streams, which are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You get the latest episode of Free Talk Live there. And there's broadband and dial-up versions of the streams.
So if you're in a low bandwidth situation, perhaps maybe you've got a kind of a not-so-great cell phone signal and you still want to listen via your phone, you can use our dial-up stream. That might work when the broadband one isn't. So two options for you there. Plus, our over 100 great AM and FM radio stations across the country that carry the show, you get a list of those. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio. We've got two channels that run up there, as well as our free-to-air channel on KU-Band, plus the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call or can dial in from any phone that can use long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver, either as a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency. It looks like some experts have said here recently, as I've read, that looks like gold may be making some upward movements. Maybe you want to get into precious metals. My recommendation to you is get into stuff that you can hold in your hand. Have it sent to you. That's what we do at gold.freetalklive.com. We have teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates. And this is important. When you buy metals, you need to buy at good rates. Otherwise, you're never going to be able to sell. You're not going to be able to make money when you sell. So go to gold.freetalklive.com. Before you buy any place else, check out the offerings we have there. You can see them right online, and you can do some price comparison. It's important. They also have a telephone number you can call. It's there at the website at gold.freetalklive.com, or you can call 877-857-9938. It's 877-857-9938. Or gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we'll continue here with you and your thoughts. So let's go to Aaron listening in Virginia to WCHV in Charlottesville. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I was listening, and I was really kind of annoyed by the ad hominem attacks you guys were making against Rick Santorum, calling him sexual pervert. And
okay, that's you, Ian.
No, I said he's probably perverted. I mean, you know, haven't you seen all these stories of these very controlling individuals, people that want to get into people's bedrooms and tell them what they can and can't do, and then it turns out they're kind of freaks themselves?
Well, I mean, I suppose that does happen, but
yeah,
there's a senator that was like feeling out under the
forum wants to get into anyone's bedroom.
Yeah, he seems to have a real problem with gays living like they're free and being able to contract with each other.
Well, that's a whole different issue. I'm open to the libertarian argument that government should have nothing to do with the issue of marriage at all.
Okay.
I'm open to that argument, but at the moment we have a government that is, you know, in various ways sanctioning unions, and that's a whole different thing than saying you can't live with someone and contract with someone.
Well, no. I mean, a marriage is a contractual obligation, right? I mean, you say that you're going to marry somebody. It's a contract.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I've had arguments with my own father about whether government should be involved in these kind of issues. But at the moment, we have government that is saying that there's a special kind of contract called marriage. And, you know, that's a thing that has historically been, you know, of a certain nature.
Right.
And
well, historically, it was used to stop black people from marrying white people. So
the government marriage license.
The government marriage license was they began to control the what was essentially something that was done in churches. I mean, George and Martha Washington didn't have a government marriage. They went in front of a priest and it was written down in their Bible. A preacher went and it was written down in their Bible, and that they were married because they were married to each other. They made a commitment before their community and a commitment before their God. However, when government got involved, it basically got involved because it didn't want those black folks marrying those white folks. And now it continues to be used as a bludgeon against those gay folks living, you know, wanting to marry other gay folks.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that. Do you have any evidence historically that that's exactly what happened?
Well,
I mean, maybe
you're going to have to search it. I mean,
it's not like I've got it here in front of me. You know?
Didn't hear you, Mark.
I don't have it right here in front of me. You can go and search it, and then you can call in and tell me how I'm wrong if you think I'm wrong, but I really don't think that's true. I've read multiple places that that's the way it was.
Well, yeah, and I haven't heard that, but in any
now
case,
you have.
Now you have.
Right, and so you've got this Santorum guy who gets on the air a few years ago in an interview and says that the pursuit of happiness is bad for America. He doesn't like the idea that people would do whatever it is that feels good to them. He speaks out against that, which means he's very, very anti-drug, and he's very anti, you know, gay, and he's somebody who wants to control other people, clearly.
Well, I don't understand where you guys get this anti-gay thing. There's a lobby out there of people out there who want people who, for religious reasons, think homosexuality is a sin to force everyone to concede that they agree with this point of view. I mean, in California now, the recent law forces all schools to teach gay and lesbian history.
Well, wait a minute. Don't change the topic here. I mean, because I'm not in favor of having government schools. Okay, I'm not in favor of that. So
I'm not either. But my point is, you guys are accusing Rick of being anti-gay because he's saying no, you should not be forcing the entire country to put a stamp of a moral approval on something.
Well, how am I being forced in any way, shape, or form if somebody can go and get a marriage? I mean, how does that involve me at all?
Before you go on, in the 1920s, here from Wikipedia, they were used in 38 states to prohibit whites from marrying blacks, mulattoes, Japanese, Chinese, Indians, Mongolians, Malays, or Filipinos without a state-approved license.
Well, okay. That was the 1920s, but, you know...
Right. This is the history of marriage licenses. They have been used as a bigoted bludgeon against people that didn't have the political power at the time, being able to marry. And that's what they're being used as now. The government doesn't belong in marriage at all, and Rick Santorum's advocation of the government being further and, tyrannical towards people being married is a tyrannical act. Would you not agree?
Well, I'm open to the idea that government shouldn't be involved in marriage. But
okay, and you think that Rick? You think Rick Santorum
is the idea that coming from the other side that we should therefore open this idea of marriage to something that I don't think fits marriage.
Do you own the idea of marriage? Who are you to say what marriage is and what it isn't?
Something that has existed since the beginning of time. Why should we
change
it now?
Things change over time, and you're not being forced to change anything. If by getting married, some guy marries another guy, or a lady marries another lady, that doesn't force anything upon you, sir. You're not forced to go to their wedding. You're not forced to give them a gift. You're not forced to do anything in regards to their marriage.
I don't think the government should be, give them any benefits for being married, but they should be able to contract a
No one should have benefits from the government for being married, period. But how does it force anything on you?
Well, what it does is it puts the stamp of social approval on something.
Then get the government out of it.
Why does the government have anything to do with what is approved and what is not? They're just a bunch of criminals. Thanks for the call, Aaron. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. This criminal gang is approving your marriage? What? Free Talk Live.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the site, so enjoy those on us. And you can go and visit the Shrine of Female Listeners over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is one of the many features there. If you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin. They're getting in all the tech magazines, and we talk about them here on Free Talk Live. But for some folks, obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, it's okay. They have 24-hour customer service. Just visit their site and click on the live support link at the top. It's Crypto Exchange, and you can see their banner. It's posted at freetalklive.com. It's the easiest way to get there. Excuse me, at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and click on the banner. It's the fastest and easiest way to get there.
You know, we should talk a little further about marriage here in a moment, Mark, but let's continue taking your phone calls at 855-450-FREE. Sally is on the line listening in Aberdeen, Washington, to KBKW. Hello, Sally.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got rid of my TV, I told the guy, in around Thanksgiving. I'm sick of the damn lies and the yellow journalism that I comes off of it. And I started reading books. But what I wanted to talk about, since you're talking about Ron Paul, is that how I got acquainted with Ron Paul supporters. Hmm. I joined the Tea Party, and I went up to Olympia. I got there kind of late. The rally was pretty much over. But the thing that impressed me was all the Ron Paul supporters there. And they gave me this brochure of points that he believes in. I don't know what to call it.
So this is the super brochure.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
And the one that stuck out to me was where he said we cannot afford we're going bankrupt. We cannot afford to be the policemen of the world. It's something I've said myself before I even read this. It just stuck out to me. We cannot afford to be the policemen of the world. We can't have all these bases all over there. And so I really liked that, and I talked briefly with this person, and I realized they know their constitution. It had been a long time since I'd studied about, you know, our history. It wasn't my favorite subject in school. So I went right away to Walden Bookstore, and I got a book with the constitution in it, and I started reading it. And I got another book, and the other book I got was on Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and I want to give you a quote that I read in there. It says, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter." And so that's why I'm calling tonight, because what now?
Indeed. I love that quote.
And the reason I'm calling tonight is because it really, this election really matters to me. It really matters. I am very unhappy with the current president, and I feel like he's dismantling our country. And I really feel that we need, you know, if Ron Paul is the candidate, I'll vote for him. He's not, he wasn't my first choice. I like Rick Perry, but you know, he's not the greatest debater, but then I think, okay, I grew up learning that talk is cheap. Obama is a great debater. He does a lot of talking. He's been on TV a lot. But actions speak louder than words, and I'm afraid that he's dismantling our country, and that bothers me. So,
well, when you want to look at actions, look at, you know, look at Ron Paul. I mean, he does what he says, unlike these other politicians who will say one thing about liberty. I mean, it's, Republican politicians are great about using terminology like liberty and freedom in their
small
campaign
government
speeches and small government. But when you actually, you know, when they actually get the ring of power, they are utilizing it to wield it and to hurt people and to grow government. And Ron Paul's the only one who's ever stuck to his guns, stuck to his principles. And he's called Dr. No for a reason, because he always votes no on everything he considers unconstitutional, which is just about everything that comes across his desk in D.C. there. Hey, thanks, Sally, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I have one more thing, if I could.
Yeah, right ahead.
Quick.
Okay, I come from a military family, and I like to vote for people who've served their country, and that's why I like Rick Perry. My brother pointed out Ron Paul served his country, too. I did not know that.
Was Rick Perry in the military?
Yes, he was, Air Force. But my brother said, well, so was Ron Paul.
Yeah, Ron Paul is the only person in the four-person race at this point. I don't know about Huntsman. If in the five-person race at this point, he's the only one that has been in the military.
Thank you, Sally, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Lisa, listening to WGMD in Delaware on FM. Lisa, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Hey. Two things. Gentleman that was on previously talking about the gay marriages.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Well, first off, I don't condone it, because that's not the way it is in the Bible, but that's their business until he decides he's going to pay their bills. Then I guess he can decide what, you can just tell them what they're going to do, what they can't do.
Yeah, and I think that this is probably the only opinion this is the best opinion for a Christian to have, is like, look, this isn't what I believe, but God gave people free will, and without free will, you can't have morality, and so therefore, you know, people must be able to do what they wish to do.
Exactly, and I mean, if he's going to pay their bills, regardless whether it be two men or two women, people really don't have a right to say anything as to how they live their lives. They don't have to live their lives. I mean, if more people would pay attention and deal with their own business and their own lives, I think the world would probably be a little better place.
Absolutely right. And the one thing you can be certain of is, no matter what laws you pass, no matter what regulations, no matter what controls you try to put down on people, you'll never be able to force them into your viewpoint of the world. It's such a utopian ideal to think that everyone is going to want to be like Rick Santorum or whatever other religion or viewpoint is put out there. It's just absolutely impossible. You can't mold the world to your liking. What you can do is attempt to persuade folks and, you know, make a good argument, make some good points. But if they don't come on board, they don't come on board, and, you know, focus on your own life. Make that better. I think that's a great point.
That's right. And I'm not, I don't know too much about Ron Paul, But as far as the rest of them, I don't think I'd vote for either one of them.
I heard you, Lisa. Thanks for the call tonight.
These people need to put somebody in there that's going to work for we the people.
Thank you for the call, Lisa.
I appreciate Ron Paul's the best one for that.
Let's talk to Michael, listening in Norfolk to WNIS. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
With regard to
Rick Santorum, I'm completely neutral on this election. But for those who like Rick Santorum, they need to do some checking, and they need to do it fast, because he may be implicated in one of the biggest sex scandals in Capitol Hill history.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
Well, now, this has already been written about. It's already been talked about. But most of the mainstream media won't really cover the scandal. But the author of the book, The Family, do you remember that book?
I'm sorry.
The author is Jeff Charlotte, J-E-F-F, and like Charlotte, North Carolina, his last name. This man was interviewed by Terry Gross on NPR, and he talked about that group of evangelicals and conservative Catholics who lived together in a building called the C Street Building, just near the Capitol.
Right.
They share, you might say, rent, but there's been some question as to whether they've been receiving free rent there. But the real scandal was the case of an adultery with a senator who eventually resigned, but not before the offended husband, who was a senator's aide, before he was offered what was considered a reparation for his wife sleeping with the senator. Now, this is all talked about in the book and was all talked about on Terry Gross's program.
And you're saying that you think Santorum was somehow involved in this?
Well, here's why. They had a group meeting with all these senators.
Hold your thoughts, Michael. We'll bring it back here in a moment. 855-453. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site free. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, well, you can go and shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there at the top, and then Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, Amazon probably sells it. So start your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com and get whatever it is you're looking for. Even groceries. They sell groceries at Amazon. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will benefit from your purchase.
Smokers, listen to me. What if I told you that there was a cigarette out there that was better for you, less costly, and you could smoke it just about anywhere? There is. It's called the e-cigarette. One of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today is the one made by Vaporsmiths.com.
But it's not smoking, Mark. Use the term smoke.
Yes. You could smoke it just about anywhere. You can use it just about anywhere. It is a vaporizer. Even though they call it an e-cigarette, it's a vaporizer. It vaporizes
nicotine. It looks like a cigarette.
It does. It vaporizes nicotine, but it doesn't have all the other carcinogens that cigarettes have.
Except it's way cooler than a cigarette because it's got a cool blue light at the end of it.
That's right. Yeah. You can get it for free from Vaporsmiths.com. They'll give you one for free. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers, and those 40 cartomizers cost about $70. Each cartomizer has about as much nicotine as a cigarette has, as a pack of cigarettes has, and you know that you can't get 40 packs of cigarettes for $70. But you can get 40 cartomizers for $70 at Vaporsmiths.com. Use coupon code FTL. That's important. Coupon code FTL. You'll get free shipping and a free starter kit at Vaporsmiths.com. You can also use 855 to get vapor if you don't want to go on the website or you find it confusing or whatever. It's 855 to get vapor, Vaporsmiths.com. Coupon code FTL is in Free Talk Live.
I've been on their site. It's a great site, but some people just, you know, they don't have the internet access and they need the phone number.
I found, you know, I can find websites confusing at times. So, you know, 855 to get vapor.
And you can take control of the airwaves here, and that's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 1-855-450-3733. Mark, you'd asked earlier,
for people that don't support Ron Paul, why not? That was essentially what your question was, if I boiled it down correctly. 1-855-450-3733. Michael, of course you can bring up anything. Michael's on the line listening in Virginia to WNIS. Now, Michael, you were saying you thought that this Rick Santorum guy, who I suggested earlier, might be a bit of a sexual deviant secretly because he's so focused on other people's sex lives. Hello, you're right here. Can you hear me? Michael? We may have some sort of technical difficulty there. I guess he's gone.
So it sounded like speculation up to this point. I hadn't heard anything that seemed conclusive.
Right. He was telling us about some group of people that I guess was living in a building somewhere in D.C. and there was some kind of adultery allegations going on there. I'm not exactly sure what he was getting at. If there's a technical difficulty with a phone call, you're certainly welcome to call back. Normally it's only one call per night on Free Talk Live is our rule. So let's go to Matt listening in Wisconsin. And if that comes out, it comes out. And it wouldn't surprise me if that were the case. But Matt, you're on Free Talk Live in Wisconsin.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for having and maintaining this forum. I really appreciate it. I wanted to weigh in really quickly on what marriage is or how it emerged in modern culture, according to what is my understanding.
Okay.
And that is marriage was a land contract where you had two different parties who were looking to merge. And, you know, that is what marriage was, is a contract on how those two different entities could merge together as far as legally the logistics of the legalities of owning property together.
Well, I'm curious as to when this is historically, because, sort of in feudal Europe, nobody owned land except for the royalty, and obviously they would merge in this way, and I think your definition fits those folks. But what about the 99-point-something% of people that married and lived together at that time frame that didn't have land that was actually theirs?
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily the truth. You know, just going back to Europe, I believe this also goes back to the Romans, and with that they had property, and that when they wanted to marry, the father of the bride would get together with the father of the groom, and they would come up with, hey, this is half a house here, and this is half a house there, whether it be land or livestock, or China, and they would get together. They would write up a contract, and they would say, "Well, this is what's going to make these two have a household."
Certainly. Back to back in the day, I remember I was reading about Muslims when I was in jail, and it was the Quran that came out that really changed a lot about how women were treated in their society back then, and there were very specific provisions with how divorces should be handled and things like that. So yeah, I think you're right. I mean, going way back, it certainly was a contract.
Well, and that's a very good point. You know, therein lies the whole point of the veil as well. You know, the woman wasn't to be unveiled. The woman was thought of as property in the deal, until after it was sealed with the religious ceremony, and then the veil would be lifted, and you would see what you got, basically.
What a good deal! Yay!
Yes, it depends on which end you're on, I suppose. But women being
not sure what you're doing here.
Property. Women being thought of as property for, decades and centuries, set aside, I believe the decision that you were talking about before, or Asians and blacks and whites not being able to marry, was rectified with the Loving decision of 1967 or 69. Which
I'll take your word for it.
Which basically stated that the federal government, it went all the way to the Supreme Court from Georgia, went all the way to the Supreme Court, and it was decided that a black and white could marry because you could not have two individual citizens who could not go from state to state and not have their marriage recognized. In other words, you couldn't inhibit someone from living freely and living to the best of their enjoyment.
Which is interesting, because many states currently are not recognizing legal binding gay marriages from many states that have had them. New Hampshire actually passed gay marriage from a legislative standpoint, not from a judicial standpoint, so people can't rail against judges legislating from the bench. I mean, it was done by a legislature. So this good faith and commerce clause, I think, of the Constitution would basically say that that contract has to be recognized everywhere. But many states are choosing not to do that.
Well, I think that if you look back at the Loving decision and the way that it was broken down, there were two different things that they had finally settled on. And I can't remember what those two individual things are, but if you do look it up, you will see that it really, as far as the Supreme Court has already decided through the Loving decision, and I believe it was 1967, but I could be wrong, that marriage is really a contract between two individuals, and that's all that it has to do with. And I believe the part or the particulars of that case were that you could not sexually discriminate against someone.
Yeah, I wish it were that way. I mean, that's what marriage should be. But unfortunately, today, the marriage is actually a contract between two individuals and the people calling themselves the state. So
that's wonderful. And I love that you use the word contract. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to call in before, because that's really what it comes down to, isn't it? You know, we have...
It is.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we have corporations now that can be treated as people, but they can have multiple different members in their party. Yet we won't recognize two consenting adults who want to have their own contract and
right.
say, okay, I want to merge my property with this person and, you know, subsequently should
well, when you say we, you mean the government. I mean, I certainly would recognize an individual's contract in that way. And I think
I appreciate that.
Right. And I think that the government needs to get the hell out of it.
Well, I agree with you, but we are the people, and that goes back.
But we're not the government, though, and what you're talking about is governmental related. Like, I respect other people's ability to contract with one another. I think each individual should be free to make choices and suffer whatever consequences come from those choices or whatever benefits come
from
them.
Absolutely.
And I think that, you know, the ideal situation would be for the government to get completely out of marriage, so then it would be a contract between two individuals again, because right now, you know, when you want to get divorced, you've got to go through the government's process.
And they decide who owns what.
Right, the government decides all kinds of things, whereas all of those things could be decided in advance in your marriage contract as far as who does, you know, gets what and how a divorce might work out and each individual or each set of individuals or more than one, you know, you could have polygamy and all that. You know, each group of folks that are getting married would be able to determine these things in advance. And there's no reason for the government to be involved besides the fact that they just want to get money and control out of it. And Matt, thank you for the call. 855-454 is the toll-free number here.
When I got married, they asked me and my wife, they asked my wife and me, what our races were. And it really, that bothered me. With the history of marriage, what difference does it make what our race was? And they actually wouldn't let me get married without declaring a race.
Wow.
Now, they had one of the options of that you could declare was business.
Weird.
So, my race is business, whatever that is, on my marriage license.
As in, none of your business.
Yeah.
855-453, the toll-free number. Hour 3 is coming up. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts about whatever you want. Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.